Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. Good afternoon. 3 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Gym Class about to set sail for a Thursday here on KGYM. Good show coming up for you. Dave Kochan will join us. We'll talk a little bit about the college football weekend, a big one coming up. We'll talk some pro football, a little hockey, little basketball. We'll talk it all with Dave coming up. Also, speaking of college basketball, it's our latest installment of Off the Glass with Kevin Lehman. The coach will join us coming up at 3:30. We'll talk about the season openers for UNI, Iowa, and Iowa State. Look ahead to the weekend. Look ahead to Drake's opener coming up tonight as well. That and a whole lot more, plus your chance to win tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin. It's all coming up next on the Gym Class on KGYM. And on a sunny and cool Thursday afternoon, on the 7th of November, we welcome you in to the Gym Class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program each and every day. They are locally owned and operated, and a perfect place to gather when you need to get some time away from the grind. And as I mentioned, they are the sponsor each and every day of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. And a reminder, Third Base has been serving up some of the best craft beer in the area since 1996, over 20 years. Stop in, grab a beer, shoot some pool with friends, or play a round of darts. It's just one more reason that people come back to gather at Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Give me an opportunity to win those Korn Breaking Benjamin tickets for the February show at the U.S. Cellular Center. Your chance to win with our producer Kyle Mann and his poetry or lyric will be coming up before 4 o'clock today as well. Thursday night football coming your way tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. It'll be a good one in the AFC West. The L.A. Chargers. The L.A. San Diego London Chargers taking on the Oakland Las Vegas Raiders. And the Rand McNally special coming up tonight. And on in the AM, starting at 6:30. So the last half hour or so of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will be on the FMs only, as we've got Iowa State women's basketball and their opener tonight, as Iowa State will take on the Jaguars of Southern University tonight in Ames, Iowa. Iowa also starting their season tonight as well with Florida Atlantic down at Carver in Iowa City. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And as a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, would you rather have the Chargers or Raiders win tonight?
I thought of that earlier today.
I haven't looked at the Chargers' schedule, but the Raiders' schedule is very favorable.
So, yeah, still play the Chargers twice, Raiders once, already beat the Raiders. Raiders would be one game over 500 if they won. Mm-hmm. They would be closer than the Chargers, but I fear the Chargers more.
Okay.
How about a tie? Rooting for a tie tonight in the black hole. How's that? Chiefs fans, you with me? A tie.
I think that's a cop-out.
That'd be great for everyone. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a participation ribbon, and no one gets closer to the Chiefs. Still trying to figure out if Patrick Mahomes will be their quarterback or not this Sunday in Nashville. That is the first of our doubleheader on 107.5 and 106.3 FM at 11:30 on Sunday, by the way. It'll be the Chiefs in Nashville to take on the Tennessee Titans. That'll be followed by the streaking Miami Dolphins and the Indianapolis Colts. We had to remind the folks on the Rusty Nails bowling team last night that the Dolphins do have a modest one-game winning streak.
They do indeed.
Which is not a streak. You must have two to have a streak. Actually, as Lou Brown said, you must have three. You win three, and that's called a streak. It has happened before. We're going to talk to Dave Koken coming up here in about 8 minutes or so, and then Kevin Lehman will join us, and we'll talk some college hoops with you on the program here today. And as we mentioned, the NFL week getting started tonight, and the post-Megan Gustafson era getting underway down in Iowa City tonight. Cezanne is so far so good anyway. 13 for 13 as the starting center, shooting the basketball for Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, and that was in an exhibition game. I guess it's whether you're on a par three course or you're on a full length. You shoot well, shoot
like
under par.
That. I yeah. like that. I've never heard that before. The executive course of college basketball, exhibition games.
She's off to a good start, and I think this Iowa women's team is probably a middle-of-the-road team in the Big Ten, but potential to maybe finish higher. We'll see.
I think the potential is there. I think the potential is there. No problem, and we'll see how they get started here tonight. You can reach us via the text line at 319-366-1600, the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line, brought to you by Hurtina Stocker Jewelers, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Basketball last night, got home from Bowling Night in America, and we will get the wrap on that coming up before 4 o'clock today as well. And had a chance to watch the Iowa native DJ Carton last night for the Ohio State University as they took on Cincinnati in what was a whale of an opener that Ohio State hosted at Value City Arena in Columbus. The Buckeyes getting a single-digit victory in that game. Not the prettiest game to ever come down the line, but still some quality basketball between two teams that'll probably be in the NCAA tournament at the end of the year.
I did as well. I took in the rest of that game when I got home from May City Bowl because I hadn't seen Carton except for on film. You've seen him in person.
Several
and,
times.
And I just was very impressed. Looked like he fit right in. There's a reason he's Big Ten preseason freshman of the year or newcomer of the year, whatever they call the award. But left-handed, looked very slick. Made a couple freshman mistakes in terms of passing the basketball.
Made a couple passes that you can get away with in high school, but
exactly.
You're not going to get away with in college.
But I saw him penetrate. I saw him make three. Just looked very impressive. Looked like he belonged. And you and I were talking earlier in the day, and reminded me of a bigger Marcus Page. Is that pretty accurate?
I think that's a really good analogy. They have kind of that same game, if you will, a little bit. Both very explosive, taking it to the basket, can step back and shoot the threes if needed. DJ's just a little bit bigger than Marcus. And, of course, Marcus went on to North Carolina, and DJ now at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
And at least for however long he wants to stay there in Columbus will probably be a thorn in the side of Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes, whom he chose Ohio State over.
Yeah, and the rest of the Big Ten, I would guess. Carton is going to be, and already is, a nice asset for Ohio State, and looking forward to see how he does the rest of the year. You know, those high school first-year freshmen often hit a wall at some point, maybe 20, 25 games into the season, but this looks like a player that can go the distance and be very effective.
Yeah. He's no Cole Anthony, though. Holy cow, what an amazing, amazing debut last night for the North Carolina Tar Heels. 34 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists in the Heels' 76-65 win over Notre Dame last night. Yes, that is an ACC game. ACC started off with conference games this year. I read because they expanded their schedule, and they had no place to put it.
What is there, 24 teams
yeah,
in that league
like
now?
That. So they added some games, and they couldn't find a place to do it, so they put them at the beginning. Everybody had a conference game to start the year with the exception of Duke, because Duke was not going to get out of the Champions Classic.
Mm-hmm.
So Notre Dame and North Carolina played last
night. He's got a famous daddy, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, Greg Anthony.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is the son of the former Vegas star, NBA player Greg Anthony, and now analyst.
Fine player in his own right.
Pretty darn good,
yeah.
Greg Anthony was, with those UNLV teams. He was on those teams, the team that beat Iowa, right? I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, man. Look it up. I know, God, that's only been 30 years ago, Scott.
No kidding. I might be wrong on that. You might be not quite that old.
Let me think about that. On the text line, our friend Joel in Muscatine says Carton is a one and done.
Could be.
How about that?
Could be. He hasn't stated it as of yet that I have heard, but you got the feeling that that might be the case. That might be the case.
Armand Gilliam was a force inside for that team. I do remember that. There's a good perimeter shooter on that team whose name escapes me. Played in the NBA.
On the Vegas team?
Yes.
I'm looking it up right now, Mark. I need some looking up music.
See if you can beat the text line to the punch.
I will try. 319-366-1600.
Of course, Iowa had 7 or 8, maybe 9 players on its team that advanced and played professional basketball, whether it be in the NBA or overseas, and just a very, very talented team that couldn't hold a 16-point lead at halftime of that game out in Seattle.
You didn't want to say that part, did you? Greg Anthony was on the 1989-90 Vegas team.
Not the same team.
Not the same team. What year was that?
87-88.
87-88. So
86-87.
Let's see here. How did we get onto this, by the way? How did this happen? Maybe we have a caller that it's going to enlighten us here at 319-366-1600. 1600.
Can't be Ed Horton on line one.
No, it's not Ed. It is not Ed. We're going to find out that information coming up. We'll get you that here in a little bit. As I mentioned, we got those tickets to give away. Where were we even going? Oh, we were talking about DJ Carton, and we talked about Anthony last night. I'll say this, and it was a fantastic start to his career. But one game does not make a career. We've had a lot of guys maybe not put up those gaudy numbers, and he is going to be special. I'm not saying he is not going to be special, but don't expect those numbers to come out each night as far as Cole Anthony is concerned. Go ahead. We found our answer.
UNLV team, the aforementioned Armand Gilliam, the leading scorer, 23 points a game. Freddie Banks,
the point guard.
Could play or average 19.5 points a game. Guy I was thinking with Gerald Patio.
Mm.
Pretty good outside shooter at 6'7". Gary Graham, a guard. Jarvis Baznight.
Oh, yeah. I remember Jarvis Baznight.
Mark Wade, a guard.
Another guard.
So, yeah, that was a pretty darn good team.
Dave would know. Dave would know.
Dave.
Kokan.
Well, sure he would.
He should know. We'll talk to him about that. Coming up here in just a couple of moments. 319-366-1600. We're presented by Third Base Brewery. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk to the aforementioned Dave Kokan. See if he remembers the Vegas-Iowa game from back then. We'll dive into Dave's background a little bit. March of 87. Never forget it. Never forget that game or where you were. We'll take a break, come back, talk with Dave after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of 9 kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
The first thing your guests see is the outside of your home. So make sure it's ready to greet them for the holidays. A new front door from Therma-Tru will make a statement and create a stunning entrance. In fact, with a new Therma-Tru front door from Alexander Lumber, you'll spruce up your curb appeal and give your guests a warm welcome before they even reach the doorbell. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Doing more research here on UNLV basketball. 86-87, Greg Anthony was not on the Vegas team that beat Iowa in the regional final, Mark. He was on the second coming of that of the great Tarik teams.
A pretty good team with Stacey Augman and Larry Johnson.
Not bad. Not bad. Maybe even a little bit better than Freddie Banks and Mark Wade and Armand Gilliam.
That team was 37-2.
Yeah. They just edged out the others in the Big West that year by eight. They beat San Jose State and UC Santa Barbara. That was a good league back then. You put this league together now, Vegas, Cal State Fullerton, New Mexico State, Utah State, Long Beach State, and Fresno State. That's not a bad league, but they've all gone their separate ways, as they say. Dave Kokin, speaking of Las Vegas, set to join us here, and Dave joins us usually on Thursdays to talk a little bit of sports gambling with us, and you can go to his website, smokingkokin.com, or give him a follow on Twitter, at Dave Kokin. Dave, I don't know how long you've been in Vegas, but if you were there back in 86, 87, you remember those that team that beat Iowa in the regional final then?
Well, I don't remember that game specifically, but I remember the team. I mean, if you lived in Las Vegas back then, there was nothing bigger than UNLV basketball. I mean, the town lived and died with every game.
Yeah. Yeah. Different era with Tarik back then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we'll never see that again out here.
No. No. Well, I don't think you're going to see that again, period, in college basketball. Just a team going, 32-0 or 31-1 every year or whatever the case may be. You're not going to have it anymore.
No. I mean, they were so much better than everybody else. It was scary. And it was the best program in the country with Tarik getting some great players. And the home court advantage was unbelievable. And, it was fun to be here then.
Dave, there's a terrific, after last weekend's dud, terrific games in college football. But I want to start with tonight's NFL game, the Chargers and soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders. Do you like any part of this game?
No, I don't know what to do with it. I made the Chargers 2. That's about what the line is, so I won't be getting involved. It's a better game now than it was a few weeks ago, though, because the Raiders are finally back home after that really long road trip. And the Chargers have gotten healthy, and they're starting to play good ball. So, it's an important game for both teams.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be close.
No, I agree. I agree. In fact, I think it's a coin flip either way. And you're right about the Chargers. They're getting healthy, and that's a team that's got as much talent as anybody in the National Football League.
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly a top 10 team. And after that, on any given Sunday, the problem, of course, with the Chargers is when the big Sundays roll around in playoff time, that's when they're at their worst.
Or maybe Phillip Rivers is kind of at their worst. I don't know.
It's Rivers and other things. They just have not come up in big games over the years. And, if they do make the playoffs, I imagine I'll be looking to go against them again.
Well, after each had a week off, Dave, Iowa and Wisconsin get together in a de facto elimination game in the Big Ten West. I personally don't think this is a really good spot for Iowa. What say you?
No, I would agree with that. I think the only thing that's holding me back from playing Wisconsin is I don't like teams that started off unbeaten and then lose two in a row. It just seems like they never get their edge back, and that could happen to Wisconsin here. But it's not a particularly good matchup for Iowa, and certainly on paper, Wisconsin wins this game fairly comfortably.
Mm. Not too bad of weather up there, 39 degrees, right around there anyway, so shouldn't be too bad. We'll see how the wind is up there. Iowa State goes to Norman. They've had a week off. Yeah. Oklahoma's had a week off. Is that going to help the Cyclones, who did win there 2 years ago with the third-string quarterback?
I don't know. I mean, because Oklahoma is in a tricky situation. Teams that are, I think they went 6-0 and then lost. And teams that do that, when they suffer their first loss after six straight wins, pretty bad bets the next time out. But they have had an extra week off. And, you know, they know where they are in the playoff picture. So they're still in the hunt. They've got to climb. They need some help, obviously. But they also can help themselves with some style points. So you have to look at these Oklahoma games now and worry about a late touchdown. Because if they do have a chance to add toward the end of the game, I think they're going to. And that could play havoc with the spread.
Saturday afternoon, at least in this part of the country, Dave, the marquee matchup, Alabama and LSU. How do you have this one pegged if you do?
Well, Tua's going to play, apparently. But look, I'm no doctor, so this is not my information.
Mm-hmm.
But in surveying those who know medical injury or sports injuries, they basically seem to all be unanimous that he just can't be close to 100%. And I don't know what impact that's going to have. I can't think it's going to be a positive. I don't know if LSU might just be the better team. They are just tremendous on offense. The defense seems to be getting better. I wouldn't be surprised if LSU gets them. I mean, the one thing that Alabama's got going for it is the best coach in college football who knows how to win big games. And that worries me enough so that I probably won't bet the game. But if I had to, I would be taking LSU. And I think this number is going to continue to go down. I know we're seeing 6.5 now, but I would not be surprised if it's 6 or 5.5 by game time.
Mm-hmm.
I will use the same theory, though, about Ed Orgeron. Not been great in big games, kind of like the Chargers. Does that worry you, though?
A little bit. Yeah, I mean, if it comes down to a coaching matchup, yeah, you don't want to take anybody against Saban and Eddie O. Yeah, I mean, that's a concern. But he's got a really heck of a football team. And I don't think there's anybody more fun to watch this year than LSU. They are really explosive.
I know you've talked about this one, Dave. A similar line, Penn State, about a 6.5, maybe 7-point favorite at Minnesota. Are the Gophers for real?
I don't know. We'll find out. I think they might be. Now, the downside is, I mean, this is the first-string quarterback they faced in last, like, 6 weeks.
Mm.
They keep on playing teams whose starting quarterback is injured or gets knocked out of the game, and they will be facing a number one quarterback here. They're also not used to this type of a game. But the flip side of it is P.J. Fleck's going to play in great ball, and I think Phoenix can sell his team in the no-respect angle because they've got the same record as anybody else, and yet they're 17th in the polls and 13th in the playoffs. Seating or whatever they call that thing. So they're not getting much respect, and oftentimes that can be a big motivating factor for a team. I think it's a close game. I have Penn State winning, but not by much. So Minnesota plus the points looks live to me.
Mm-hmm. Dave Koken joining us from Las Vegas, 327 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the college football rankings, are you buying Ohio State as the number one team and the best team in college football?
Yes.
Yeah.
They right now they are the best team in college football.
Clemson, though, number 5, but looks like they have a pretty good path to get to that Final Four, though.
They had a good path before the season started because they're in the ACC, which is a really bad conference this year outside of Clemson. And that could be something that is a problem for them, not facing any good teams throughout the course of the regular season. It could be a problem for them come playoff time. I don't think they're quite as good as they were last year, but Sweeney gets the best out of his team in big games. Now, Clemson, the way I see it, is almost an automatic to be in the playoffs, and they'll be very, very dangerous.
Any other appealing games, either Saturday or Sunday, for you, Dave, that you can share with us?
Not really.
Okay.
It's one of the worst-looking schedules I've seen from a handicapping standpoint. And I'm a little behind this week because of all the college basketball work, which had to be done at the start of the season. So I haven't really finalized my card, but a couple of the games I do like, we talked about Minnesota certainly is one of them, and they will be on my ticket on Saturday. I'm going to take my chances with them.
You're downgrading the Syracuse Orange and Coach Boeheim as we speak, aren't you?
Oh, my God. That was just awful last night. They can't shoot at all. I honestly think that, and obviously Virginia plays that pack line defense and it's outstanding, but they could have just run off the court, and Syracuse might still not have made any baskets. That was a terrible game, and Syracuse has nobody who can shoot the basketball.
Well, that bodes well because Iowa and Syracuse will meet in the Big Ten ACC Challenge in a few weeks coming down the line at the Carrier Dome.
Yeah, you know, it might be time for Boeheim to move on. I mean, he's had a great career there, but he's been there forever. He's just not getting the guys he used to get. It's just that simple. And I think that this is another example of dollars having an impact on a program. Syracuse never should have left the conference they were in to go to the ACC. They can't recruit with the ACC big boys. And it's my contention the Syracuse program will never reach the heights that it enjoyed for so many years because they decided to go for the money and get the ACC. They should have stayed where they were.
Yeah, interesting take right there. Cole Anthony just about outscored Syracuse last night.
Oh, man. I let the tanking begin.
Yeah, already calling it, Davis, that the tanking is going to get underway here. Oh, man. The Blues are red hot, by the way.
Yeah, boy, they're playing well. They're just a really good hockey team, and they seem to have gotten even more galvanized since Tarasenko went down. You almost never see them out of position. About the only thing you can suggest that's wrong with the Blues is they've been blowing odd man rushes where they don't even get a shot off. But everything's going right for them for the most part, outside of the injury situation. Binnington has been sensational. Jake Allen was great last night. And, you know, you win an overtime game with a 3-0 break. You know things are going right.
That's a bad spot for the goalie to be in, just to let you know.
never saw that before, and I happen to have the Blues, so I was pretty happy about that.
And as we talked about in the sports office earlier today, there's no load management worries in the NHL.
I tweeted that last night. If you want reason number one why I don't like the NBA, there it is. I mean, yeah, the NBA got permission. I mean, the NBA gave permission to the Clippers to sit Kawhi Leonard last night. He's not injured, okay? And you don't see that in the NHL.
No, they wouldn't let you in the locker room if you did that in the NHL.
No, not a chance in the world. So give me a man game.
There we go. All right, Dave. Hey, thanks for the insight. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk next week. Have a great weekend and a good weekend with the games.
Thanks, guys. Same to you.
All right. SmokingCokin.com. Check it out at Dave Cokin on Twitter. Yes, Dave has some great insight on his Twitter feed if you check it out.
You got to follow him.
There's no load management in the NHL. I like that. I like that a whole lot. All right, before 4 o'clock, your chance to win Korn and Breaking Benjamin tickets yet again today here on the program. But when we come back, Kevin Lehman is going to join us, and we'll talk college hoops with Off the Glass when we return.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football on the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas,
or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of nine kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
Back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM, and it's time to talk some college basketball with you. And our Off the Glass segment with Coach Kevin Lehman, brought to you by Coldwell Banker and real estate professional Chris Shooter Lehman, with over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction. Trust Chris if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and surrounding areas. See what he has to offer online at shootershomes.com. That's shootershomes.com. Kevin Lehman joining us here. Happy hoops season to you, Kevin. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got Iowa State off to a start, Northern Iowa, and then we're going to see the Hawks and the Drake Bulldogs. But let me throw this one at you guys. DJ Carton, am I far off if I say Andre Woolridge's look-alike?
Oh, you're going to say Andre Woolridge. Mark said a bigger Marcus Paige.
Well, he's much bigger than Marcus.
Yes. Yes. Bigger than Andre, too, but boy, that's a good one. Andre had maybe not the offensive game that DJ does, but I think Andre was stronger, a little bit better at this point defensively. But I think Ohio State would take an Andre Woolridge.
All right. Well, yeah, DJ, he knocked a three in that game last night, so that was a question mark, is how much range does he have?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and like we talked about, he showed he was really good last night. Now, he had a couple of moments where a couple passes that you can get away with in high school, you can't get away with in college and in a Power 5 conference, but he's going to learn from that. And that was a big win for Ohio State last night and a really good opener against a good Cincinnati team.
It is. You know, Drake goes to Cincinnati on Monday, and I also have Cincinnati in the Paradise Jam. So I've been following them closely. Jaron Cumberland is player of the year, preseason player of the year for the Bearcats.
Speaking of big wins, Northern Iowa with a victory over Old Dominion, a team very familiar to the Panthers in recent years. Come March, how big of a win could this be?
Well, I think it's big for them right now, Mark, because most people start off with a cupcake schedule. This was a really good test for Northern Iowa. And the fact that they won this game and shot the ball so poorly, Spencer Hogman knocks back-to-back threes in to give him some cushion. But the return of Austin Fife, double-double inside by Fife, if he can make his free throws, he's going to be a real presence for Northern Iowa inside. And he did not have that last year. Did not have the physical player to roam the paint. So I think it was, even though it was an ugly game to broadcast and probably to watch, it kind of shows the Panthers really have some offensive ability. And they're freshmen. I was impressed by what Noah Carter gave them.
Yep.
And James Best. And Ben Jinkson's been talking about those two guys. They were impressive in the short minutes that they got on Tuesday night.
Yeah, and people know about Noah Carter, obviously around here from Dubuque Senior. Not a lot of people know about James Betts, coming another Iowa kid. Not a big school kid, but kind of reminds you about it of a Tuttle a little bit, doesn't he?
That's a good, a little bit shorter version. And when Coach Jake told me at the shoot-around he's going to play him as a backup five, I was a little bit surprised because he's only 6'5", maybe 6'6", out of Ventura. He committed to the Panthers as a sophomore. They really like this kid. He's got some ups, much better athlete than he appears, can shoot the three ball. I look for him to get some really quality minutes along with Noah Carter. And Carter was impressive. He threw that dunk down, got this three ball out of the corner. You know, a lot of times freshmen, they get that first good open look and they short arm it, but it was nothing but nylon for Noah Carter.
No, Noah is not going to back away when the lights get really bright. Now we learned that in the last couple of years. And that game's not even close, though, if UNI makes free throws. I mean, they're going to be a better, much better free throw shooting team than that.
Well, and Old Dominion, we talked about their pedigree. You know, that's a team that won, 27 last year. And they lost their two top scorers, but they're long and athletic. It's hard to get shots against them. And this was, I was going to share this during the TV broadcast. During the shoot around, they actually did a layup drill without a basketball.
Interesting.
Why?
I mean, that's old school. What they did, it was the old drill to the free throw line jump stop, but they didn't have a ball in their hands, just working on their footwork and fundamentals. And I haven't seen that for years out of a team, but it was. They're a fundamentally sound team, much like Northern Iowa. These couldn't make shots.
Iowa State with a very lopsided win over perhaps the worst team in Division I basketball, or one of the worst. Things will get more difficult for the Cyclones, Kevin.
I like the way that Steve Prohm schedules. We've seen him do this in the past. You know, he takes on another Power 5 team early, so he's going to Oregon State. And they also were a team in the Paradise Jam last year, so I saw them quite a bit. Tress Tinkle is back to coach his son. And he's kind of a poor man's Joel Wieskamp. Not as talented, but he plays that way. He can score inside and outside. And they're going to play a little bit like Iowa, this Oregon State team. You're going to see multiple zones. It'll be a good warm-up for Iowa State, even though they don't play Iowa for another month. But they're going to see some of the same defenses that Fran McCaffrey is going to throw at them.
Yeah, Oregon State's been down the last few years in the Pac-12, but still it's an early game against a Power 5 team on the road in a different time zone. So check all the boxes for Steve Prohm, and it's not going to be an easy W, certainly.
No, it's going to be a test for him. And, you know, I'm surprised Oregon State, not a physical team, but really a finesse team, and they have a lot of scorers. They're hard to play against because they have the 1-3-1 half-court zone trap they use. So it'll be a challenge for Iowa State with all their new faces. And how about Tyrese Halliburton? Is he like the second coming of George Niang as far as personality and the big man on campus at Iowa State?
Yeah.
Well, when you stuff a stat sheet like that, you can do whatever you want, man.
I mean, just kind of, you know, George kind of captured the Iowa State fan base. I think this kid, Tyrese Halliburton, is going to do the same thing, or if he may already have done it.
True. True. Kevin Lehman joining us. It's Off the Glass, presented by Coldwell Banker Real Estate Professional Chris Lehman here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. Saw you at Carver on Monday night. It wasn't hard to find you down there because there were only 3,000 or 4,000 people, but I think they were treated to a good show for this Iowa basketball team. And what did you see? What were your observations of the Hawkeyes?
Well, I was sitting next to Rob Brooks and giving him a little help as he was broadcasting that game. But I would say this, Scott. I'm intrigued. After watching that team, I think when I came with an intriguing team, they seem to have some really good chemistry about them. They get scored a lot of ways. I liked what I saw. The freshman, Frederick, we'd heard so much about, C.J. Frederick, did not disappoint, knocked in open shots. I knew Patrick McCaffrey was going to fit in this offense. Can he run the wings? I mean, I keep saying Aaron White with a jump shot. I really think Patrick McCaffrey is going to turn into a really, really outstanding Big Ten player before his career is over. And Joe Toussaint, physical, some teaching moments like we talked about. B.J. Carter, you know, made a few decisions that he can grow from. But I like his aggressiveness, and I think Fran did too. So, the question mark, I think, is how well can they move their feet defensively? This is going to be a team that's going to throw different zones at you. But Jack Nungy is huge and guards that to score inside. This is an intriguing team that's going to be able to score points at will.
I believe Xavier Foster, the 7-footer out of Oskaloosa, was at Carver Hawkeye on Monday and was in Ames on Tuesday. He's going to make it as his announcement between those two schools on Monday morning. Any inkling, Kevin?
No, I wouldn't. I told you before, I kind of just got a gut feeling Iowa, just because they have so many Iowa high school players on their roster. And I think this kid would gravitate toward that. You know, Patrick McCaffrey, Connor McCaffrey, and you know, guys like that. That's just kind of my gut feeling on this. But the sweepstakes, we'll finally know who wins the Iowa sweepstakes on Monday.
And it will be interesting. This is all going to play out with Xavier. Back to the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, is he going to do a press conference and have the hats and put the hat on? Are we going to have that type of
He is having a news conference. So I don't know if he's going to do the hat dance, but there's only two hats, so not sure how he's going to do it. But we'll.
He should put a gold one on. That would really mess people up.
True. Back to the Iowa in the game on Monday night. I agree with you about Toussaint. I think he's going to help the Hawkeyes. Two questions. Number one, what did you think about Jordan Bohannon's movement in the game and what he brought? And also, I really thought C.J. Frederick was really good. I like his moxie out there. I like his defense. I think he's going to be able to help this team.
Well, first of all, C.J. Frederick, I was surprised. I think he's going to be one of those guys, when he misses an open shot, it's going to surprise you. Because the one he missed, you know, when it came out of his hands, he knew it wasn't going in. The other ones were dead on. And, you know, he's a better athlete than we thought he was going to be. He's put some weight on. I really like what I saw of him, too. And Toussaint, when was the last time we had a physical guard like that could really get into people's shorts defensively? And, you know, Joe's going to grow at the offensive end. You know, some open passes he missed, elected to shoot it instead. But when you look at J-Bo, he just looked out of sync, which is kind of expected because he hasn't been able to play and probably hasn't practiced a lot full steam. And I was a little concerned when he got on the bike in the second half to stay warm. That to me, was a red flag that if this is going to tighten up at halftime, you know, how long till he's fully recovered where he can go 100%? That was a big concern, him on that stationary bike to start the second half.
Caught some of the marquee games at Madison Square Garden, Kevin, and although they were marquee games, the play was not particularly marquee. I referenced the Bill Self halftime interview when the Jayhawks had 18 turnovers at that point and still were in the game. But that was a lot of turnovers and a lot of fouls, Kevin.
It was first night basketball.
Yeah, it was pretty. Yeah, and we started really early this year, November 5th. I don't know if we've ever started games that early, and maybe we shouldn't after watching that. But, you know, Kansas, all those turnovers are still in the game. And Michigan State didn't play well either. But you never worry about Tom Izzo's teams early in the year because he loves these types of games as teaching moments for his basketball team. So I really think Michigan State's going to be a team that's going to be in the hunt when we get into March.
Especially when Langford comes back.
Yeah, they miss Langford's outside shot.
Yeah, how about the dude from Kentucky, Tyrese Maxey?
Oh, yeah.
Freshman going off for the Wildcats.
Hit a big 30, about 28-footer there at the end to put it away for Kentucky. Kentucky 1 through 10 has the best, I think anyway, the best personnel and talent of anybody in the country.
Well, I'm with you, Scott, but the question comes, you know, are these guys mercenaries as one and done because they haven't been able to bring home national championships with what Calipari's done with these guys. And, you know, Duke's kind of facing the same thing. I think Duke's probably, they don't have the marquee player this year they had last year in Williamson. So it's interesting to follow those two programs, see how much success they'll have in March with the one-and-done type players. And Duke probably with a little different look this year than we've seen in the past.
A team that has no one-and-dones, at least going to the pros, is Nebraska, Kevin, and I tuned into that game, Fred Hoiberg's game against UC Riverside. That wasn't even close. I guess my question to you, I realize it's a brand-new roster. How quick can Fred turn things in the right direction?
Well, some of those players that were on that Cornhusker team may be on the transfer portal next week. He needs some new dudes, doesn't he? And so they have 15,000-plus people there in Arena to watch that. And this was not, you know, this UC Riverside, they're picked sixth in the Big West. That's a league that's kind of wide. It's not an overpowering league. Yeah, that was a real eye-opener for anybody who thought Fred might work his magic this season for the Big Ten. Now he's a little bit a ways away before he puts the fairy dust and gets this team going.
Yeah. Drake gets Kennesaw State tonight. Iowa gets SIU Edwardsville tomorrow to open their seasons. And where are you off to here before we talk next Thursday?
I'll have the Panthers again Wednesday. And then a week from Saturday, I've got Seton Hall St. Louis, which is a game I'm really looking forward to. But I want to watch the Iowa team again Friday. I'm excited to see them. And, you know, Drake, they paired up with Creighton. Kennesaw State took the check from Creighton. Got beat 81-55. Now they're going to go to Des Moines and get a second check. This is another team that was in the Paradise Jam last year. New coach, Al Skinner, resigned. Drake had some issues with Upper Iowa. Brooks McGowan's crew gave him a little trouble in their exhibition game. But I think that's what Darren wanted. A team like Upper Iowa was going to play really fast. But this Drake team, he's got some new faces that are going to help him. And there's 7-footer Liam Robbins. 22 in an exhibition game. This kid, you know, out of Davenport Assumption, nobody heard of him.
Yep.
Lost 50 pounds, grew a little bit. He's a legit 7-footer and can block shots and run the court.
And we'll leave with this. Shame on all you people that thought Jake Hilmer couldn't play.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you have?
Fun to watch.
What do you have, 22 in that game for Upper Iowa?
Yeah, you know, Brooks McGowan likes to get up and down the court. I got it right here. Yeah, he knocked in 4 triples, 20 points, 6 assists.
Not bad.
Jake Hilmer.
Not bad. Not bad for the debut.
Big player.
All right. Kevin, appreciate it, and we'll talk next week. Thanks.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.
You bet. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us here. Off the Glass with Kevin Lehman, brought to you by Coldwell Banker and Real Estate Professional. Chris Lehman, with over 20 years working in HVAC design and construction. Check him out online at shootershomes.com. All right. It is that time. Before we get to Bowling Night in America, the Poet Laureate or the reader of lyrics.
This has been a fun week. Nice work, Kyle.
Very good work.
Oh, thank you so much, fellas.
And you have another lyric and or excerpt from a poem to read to us right now, And caller six, you'll get a chance to identify if this is part of a poem or if it is a song lyric from Corner Breaking Benjamin at 319-366-1600 after Kyle reads today's thought pondering presentation.
This is our shortest one of the week, probably going to be the shortest, and I think that presents a bit of a unique challenge.
You're up to it.
There's not to make reply. There's not to reason why. There's but to do and die.
That's it.
That's it.
Can you read that again?
Yeah.
So good, Mark wants it a second time.
There's not to make reply. There's not to reason why. There's but to do and die.
There you go.
Interesting.
There you go.
Interesting.
319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Kyle will let us know who our winner is of the Corn and Breaking Benjamin tickets. They're on sale right now at the U.S. Cellular Center box office, or you can go and get those tickets online at Ticketmaster.com. Show is on Saturday, February the 15th, 2020, part of the Winter Tour 2020 at the U.S. Cellular Center. Back with Bowling Night in America from last night after this.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get the most out of your ride, no matter the road. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right, all while saving precious time and money. And you can save even more with our great deals, like 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $28.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start your job fast. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Ah, yes, Bowling Night in America from last night. We've got to credit our winner, though, of the tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin. It's Junction Week here on the gym class. Hi, Kyle.
Hello. I had never heard of Center Junction.
Oh, yeah.
Our winner, Gary in Center Junction.
Over by Olin.
For those wondering, that was an excerpt from The Charge of the Light Brigade.
Nice.
Alfred Lord Tennyson, a poem about a failed battle during the Crimean War in 1854.
Uh-huh.
I used to know a lot of those because I played that card game, Authors. Remember Authors back?
I don't.
No, Mark, I don't.
Yeah. I wasn't looking at you, Kyle.
But
that was a great game.
Oh. Nice.
Alfred Lord Tennyson.
That's right. Very good name, good. Too.
Well, Gary, congratulations.
Maybe somebody from Petticoat Junction will win tomorrow.
I'm going to do some.
We had a John from Columbus Junction
yes,
earlier
but
in the
not
week, right?
That John from not Columbus Junction. John. Yeah. All right. Thank you for we'll have one more chance to win coming up.
I'm going to do some research. I'm going to try to find a really good one tomorrow.
All right. Very good. We'll look forward to that. Tomorrow, Jeff Linder of the Gazette will join us. We'll talk and preview the Girls' State Volleyball Tournament. Plus, we'll take a look at quarterfinal action in the high school football playoffs and the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming up tomorrow. But last night, it was bowling night in America, and our update and report And wrap up brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of bowling night in America. Mark?
It was comeuppance night in America for the Rusty Nails.
We even had the man himself stop by. It did not help.
Yeah, Rusty stopped out and...
The legend.
Not much of an inspiration, although he wasn't for game two. We had a pretty good game two. But Grill Works came with some sizzle.
Yeah, he did.
And beat us 21 points to 9. And Grill Works is 50 and 10 the last 2 weeks. So it's in this point system, you can gain a lot of ground and lose a lot of ground in a hurry. We dropped from 5th to 8th, but it's a very tight race for the middle of the pack there. Very, very good scoring last night.
Not by us.
Except for me and us. But Max Hyatt, really good-looking young bowler next to us on the left-hand pair from us. 298, his last ball in the 12th. A little light and left a couple pins, but still a nice game, Max Hyatt. 298, several 700s. 1-800, Nathan Walt, 812.
The two-hander. Good job, Nathan.
Joel Donner, 778. Our curling friend, Lon Pepper, 767 among the 700s. So we'll give it a whirl next week.
Position night next week. And yeah. I have no idea how that's going to work, but you and I don't have to worry about it.
Figure it out. Well, if you'd like to find out about open bowling or schedule a company outing, a birthday party, find out what's in the pro shop, visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com, or give May City Bowl a call, 362-0136.
Or if you just need practice, like Mark and I, go on out.
You know, Globe Bowling on the weekend, they might have a corner Breaking Benjamin song on there.
There
I don't
you
know.
Go. That would be great. That would be great. We can kill two birds with one stone as far as that is concerned. All right. Congratulations to Buzz and the guys. Matt. Wayne, Warren, everybody did a great job.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Todd and Alex coming up next.